对。Hoogste villain, Simon Jude, hoogste villain. Sifchov. Huh? Ja?
Ja, ich habe vertreten.
Halt in Mohammed. You have to take off the tefillin when you're standing. Mesa is a kriches min ha'etz, where you take off the wrappings from the finger. Ushtayim ha'shalosh kriches me'azroya, and two or three wrappings from the arm. All right. See, he's saying that only most people don't do this. Most people just take off the fingers, and that's it. Here he's saying take off from the fingers and also from the arm. Mishnah Berurah says you just take from the fingers. First you take off the shalrosh and then the shalyad. It says they have to be tatafais between your eyes. And the Lashon Rabim, Dosha Rabbeinu Zichrono Livracha, calls man shebeinecha yushtayim. As long as the tefillin are between your eyes, you should have two tefillin on you, the shalyad and the shalrosh. That's why the shalrosh should never be on unless the shalyad is also on. V'lachem
You want to try and emphasize, you shouldn't do it.
what?
You want to try and emphasize.
Trying on stem is not called Hanacha.
Okay.
You always have to have the shalyad on when you have the shalrosh. And you have to take off the shalrosh with your left hand, which is the weaker hand. Right? So you should take off when you're taking off your shalrosh, you use your left hand. The mitzvah is that the tefillin should be on him a whole day. But because you don't have a gufnaki, chaltzim miyad la'achar tefillah, so that's why you take him off right after davening. V'lo yachlitz, meaning that's a tefillin should be on just the same way we wear tzitzis and the same way we wear a shirt. But we can't do that. So mimeila, we want to show that we're not rushing to take off the tefillin. You can't take off your tefillin not in front of a sefer Torah, not in front of your Rebbe. What you should do is you should go to the side and then take them off. The minhag is to put on the tefillin to kiss them. We take them off. Ain lahaser is a talis ad la'achar chalitzas tefillin. You can't take off the talis until after you take off the tefillin. He doesn't say why, though. All right. Why do you need to have the talis on?
That I have to take the kiss tefillin before the between the Shaya and Shalosh.
The what?
That I have to take the before you put on the Shalosh to kiss the tefillin.
I think the reason why it's not a hefsek is because it's considered part of the mitzvah. But there are those that don't kiss even during Kriya Shema because they hold it's a hefsek. Like touching is fine, but the kissing might be a problem. All right. You should put the tefillin into the bag. So, meaning you should put it in a way that you'll know that you'll be able to take out the shalyad first. But don't put the shalyad on top of the shalrosh, giving the shalrosh kedushas and gedolim because the shalrosh has a higher kedushin than the shalyad. There should be one next to each other. Yes, I don't know what to do. I think we discussed it last year. What do you do with those army tefillin cases where one goes on top of the other? Because you got to put the shalyad in last because that's what you want to take out first. And that means the shalyad is on top of the shalrosh.
Lie
Unless
down,
you
make
store
sure
it
that.
sideways, unless you lay it down. Yeah. V'yiniach ha'kiss im ha'tfilin, and you put the kiss with the tefillin beside kiss ha'talus inside the talus bag lamata, below it, v'talus mal, talus v'al, kadesh yivka v'talus tchila, in order you hit the talus first.
There's a simple solution for the army cases.
Yeah.
You don't go into the army.
Oh, very good. Okay. But they sell the army cases even if you're not in the army. I
Done by entirely same people self.
I hear you. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Why not make it political, right? Fine. Chuppes. Chuppes. Me, she'ain loy tefillin. If somebody doesn't have tefillin, but tzibur mispalin, the tzibur is davening. What if she's talking about lachar tefillah, so tzibur, better to push off davening with a minion, lishal loy tefillin, me'achar, to borrow tefillin, dish yikra krishma, yispal shmaneser, but tefillin, me'mashi yispal, ma tzibur, beloy tefillin. Right? Better to do, meaning tefillah b'tzibur is not as important as davening with tefillin. How Misha is Yare Shema Yavars Man Kriya Shema Achim to Tefillin, but somebody who's scared that perhaps Man Kriya Shema is going to pass before he finds the Tefillin, Kaira Kriya Shema Beloi Tefillin, then read Kriya Shema without Tefillin. Misha Yare Shema Yavar Gamz Man Tefillah. Now, if you're scared that you're already going to pass Man Tefillin, this comes up a lot to people that are on planes and they plan on getting off the plane and having time to daven, but then the plane gets delayed or whatever it is, and they don't want to put on the Tefillin on the plane. So mispal gam kein, you should daven without the tefillin. Ukashayim tzachak of tefillin, and when you find tefillin afterwards, yanichim bebrachas, you put on with brachas. V'yomer behem eza mizmor, then say any mizmor. See, it doesn't say kriya shema. Right? The olam's minig is to certainly kriya, say kriya shema. Oh, yispal behem mincha or daven mincha. You mean one or the other. Ava Laila loves Mount Tefillin who, but Laila is not Mount Tefillin, but also Lanichan, but Laila, you're not allowed to put on Tefillin at night. Fine. Mutalikach Tefillin Shel Chavera, you're allowed to take the Tefillin of your friend, Gam Shaloi B'diyosei, even without him knowing about it, Lanichan, to put them on, Lavarachalan, to make a bracha, Kemosh Kasavti, Linyan Talis. So the way we say it by Talis. Chav Gimel Tefillin Tzrichin Guf Noki. Tefillin need a Guf Noki. Tzrichin Lizar Shaloi Lafiachim. You have to make sure that you don't have our the favorite word on the daf. You don't have flatulence, right? Meaning you can't have no gas in the tefillin. It's actually pretty schwer to have that, right? Chayla, meaning it's worse to have gas in the tefillin than to drop the tefillin. For whatever reason, people are not so concerned that way. Chayla me'ayim. Somebody who's
What
sick.
about lifting up
What?
the like hold the what about lifting up the tefillin, lifting up the shayana and so right, so put your fingers in between them?
Yeah, so yeah, it's not lechatchila to do that, at least I don't, as far as I remember.
Not gonna have enough time. You're not gonna have time to get it
You don't
off.
have time, you don't have time, so you move the tefillin off from the proper place, correct? Yeah, but this is one of the reasons that we don't wear tefillin for that long. Somebody who has a intestinal issue. Afilo ain loy tzar. Even if he doesn't have pain, potter min tefillin, he's potter from tefillin, and it's also for him to put on tefillin. He's not able to watch himself properly with the kiyas. And if it appears to him that he's able to have a guf naki, at least for kriya shema and shmoneh esrei, then he should put it on then. Right now, when? He should put it on in between the brachas of Birchus Kriya Shema. Aval Shar Chayla, anybody else who's sick, if he has pain and he doesn't have his das, because of a tzar potter, because you're not allowed to be masiach das. Vimlav Chayef. So you hear what he's saying? He's saying if you're sick and you're not able to put on tefillin, then you're potter. You're not aser. But you're potter. Now, let's say somebody's in the middle of a business meeting or something like that, and he can't concentrate whatsoever. So should he put on tefillin? So I don't know, maybe not. All right. Because the first case in the Kitzur is when he has a stomach ache, stomach issues, even though he's not in any pain. So there it's also for him to put it on because it's not proper. All right. But when he's distracted because he's sick, so then he is potter, but he's not he doesn't he can put it on if he wants. Fine. Chavdal. A katan who knows how to watch his tefillin properly and not to have any gas. His father's chayiv to buy him tefillin, right? Meaning, sounds like there, whenever the kid's of the age, having nothing to do with a month before the bar mitzvah. Ashiv nispasha. The minig is to put on 2 or 3 months. I think most nowadays put on a month before. And some don't put on, they only put on the actual day. So that's tali and minig. But me ikar adin. Really, once the kid is a gila chinuch, then he really can put it on when he could put it on then. Right?
Get the mitzvah of putting it on earlier if he does.
What?
He gets a mitzvah if he puts it on earlier,
If the minig is not to do it, so then you shouldn't do it.
he's practicing 3, 4 months before, so he puts it on once or twice. You can make a bracha and get a mitzvah, or no, don't do it.
When they put it on steadily a month before, for sure he make a bracha, yes.
Right. If he practices one phase and he wants to do it with the
No,
bracha 3, 4 months
I
before,
think not. I think not.
you don't do it. Who
Yeah.
gets the mitzvah?
What does that mean?
The person
I'm
who puts
saying
it on, why
to
not?
me, I would assume the father gets the mitzvah of chinuch, not the child.
Well, the one has nothing to do with the other. One is a mitzvah of chinuch and
No,
one is.
he's asking that he get that the child gets the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah of the child?
Why can't they both get a mitzvah?
What was the child? What's the mitzvah that he's doing?
Once he's a geul lechinuch, so
Exemption.
then, I mean, it's really only al chinuch. I guess maybe he's accepting
If he's old
chinuch.
enough that you know that he's not going to be a problem, so why not?
Right.
Whatever. No, I'm saying, what's the mitzvah the child is fulfilling?
Yaki's pick put on 3 months before.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Because Yaki kids are probably more mature, just like Yaki
Yes.
adults.
They also wear talis.
That's
I don't know
true.
about the adults, but they're
Alice.
kids.
Yeah. Okay, bye. To be in an achas tefillin b'cholamayid. Putting on tefillin b'cholamayid. Yesh machlokes apayskim v'chilukim minhagim. There's machlokes apayskim and different minhagim. Yesh mekamash achsu kedas apayskim shalayla nichon. Some say you don't put on tefillin b'cholamayid. V'yesh mekamash anagim kedas apayskim la'anichon. Ela she'en mevarchan aleim b'kol rom. B'beis HaKnesses k'may shari yimashashara. You don't make it with a loud voice like we learned a couple of days ago. You don't make it out loud. Well, the shorosh you never make out loud, but the shel yad. And there are those that have a minig not to make it with brachas. So you should make a tanai. You should have a kavanah when you put on tefillin chol hamoed that if it's not zman tefillin to yana kiritzuas ba'alma, it's just like you're putting on straps, having nothing to do with the mitzvah. And even though he doesn't make a bracha, that we saw also last week, he still can't be mafsik. Even though normally the reason why you can't talk between the shayad and the sharosh because the bracha's issue. But here, in cholamayit, you still don't. Ach, l'kaddish and kedusha, but for kaddish and kedusha, you should be mafsik. When you daven in one shul, lo yu k'tzas manichin u k'tzas ein manichin, you shouldn't have some doing yes and some doing no. Kei nir, de b'zeh v'ade ikam mishum lois iskoy to do, then for sure that's lois iskoy to do. But there's also differences in some shuls do allow it. I think most shuls don't. I mean, you have to have a separate minyan or daven upstairs or whatever it is. Fine. Chavav, tefillin, shehuchzu gu b'kashrus. Tefillin, that were kosher. Minadin, kol zman, shabaya shalem. Minadin, as long as the house is shalem, the house, meaning that's a literal touch, the bias that hold the parchment, gama parshias, harehin v'cheskelson, then the parshias also have a chazaka, v'ein tzrichim b'dika, they don't need v'dika. That's an important line right there. If your batim look whole and healthy, then you don't have to check your tefillin. But it's proper to check them. If nashalapam, sometimes the sweat causes it to get ruined. And let's say you only put on the tefillin once in a while. Then you need to check it twice every 7 years. Because if you don't put them on, they get decayed. And the same thing, if the bias becomes torn, so then you need to also check the parshis. And of course, if it gets soaked in water from prolonged putting on tefillin after showers and with the hair not being dried properly, leaving it in a hot car, Leaving it in a cold, cold car, those are all examples that the Seifrim say could cause damage. But let's say you're not going to have anybody that's going to be able to check the tefillin and to sew them back. Then leave it without a bedikah. Shleis batam mitzvahs tefillin, so you shouldn't be mevatel yourself from mitzvahs tefillin. Aval lo yivarech aleihem, but do not make a bracha on them, and that is the prima god. Okay, so
There are
that's
those that make there are those that make a bracha on Chol Hamoed,
there are
surely.
those, yes, yeah, there are. I don't, yeah, 100%. I don't know who they are exactly, but I've heard of people that do it.
Would
Yeah.
say in the same line that you make the bracha and you say the Tanai also at the same time. Interesting.
Yeah.
Is it up to a person to decide how often to check his feeling based on how he uses them?
I would think so.
It sounds like basically you can't ask a person because they don't really know how often you take them out, take them in, how
I
often you
think
put them.
the assumption nowadays
I
is
don't
that
understand
we're
how it makes.
here, go ahead.
How it makes more sense if you use it less and it's more decayed than if you use it
I
every
don't know
day.
either, but that's the way it works with Sifrei Torah too.
No,
Well,
Sifrei
because you're
Torah,
not
you
unrolling it,
change.
but
You use
you're not
different Sifrei
unrolling
Torah
it.
different days.
What?
No, but with Sifrei Torah, you're not unrolling it. So the paper is just sitting there brittle. Here, you're not touching it regardless.
No, you are touching because you are taking out. So there's air, there's this,
No,
that,
but the
there's
Sifrei Torah, the
the everyday
paper,
use.
is
Sifrei
being
Torah is
touched,
sitting
is
in a
being,
box most of the
yeah,
time.
right. So what does it make a difference if you take it out? If anything, if you don't use it that often, you should have
It
less
airs
time out.
out. It's like it makes it more like fresh.
But no one's opening their batim when they use it. It's the same thing.
No, that's I don't know. There's movement. There's movement, and that movement somehow keeps it fresh. I don't
We're
meaning that.
saying that the less you use tefillin, the more you have to check them.
That's what it
Yes.
says, yeah.
Yes, that's what he
Right.
says.
So meaning if we are using our tefillin every day, then Lamaisa what? We don't need to check them if they look good.
Yes.
Some of you may be wondering exactly what is going on here in this story.
Okay.
Remember
Meaning, I think the pshat is that if there's no movement, I have no idea what I'm talking about. We got to get icky on. But if there's no movement in the parchment, then it like freezes up. That freezes up. It gets
aren't these
the.
there?
Are
I
these
think it gets
things
there
there if it
inside
sits.
so tight? Aren't these
What?
things inside so tight already? It's not like a Sefer Torah where it's loosely wrapped. These things are shoved in there.
I don't know.
I
I don't
think it's
know.
exposure to air.
I
I
just
think
saw
it's like if
tefillin.
it sits somewhere, it gets stale. Starts to like dry out.
I just saw tefillin that someone lost and they found it 11 years later. The ritus, you'll tell that they were sitting. I mean, the batim looked the same, but the ritus, you
There's
could tell they were sitting. It
something
wasn't like
to
they were just.
that. There's something to it, which I tell you. Okay, I gotta log it off because I gotta go get my son, but you're welcome to sit on here and debate it.
Now it's only worth it if we could argue with you.
Ah, there you go. Okay, we gotta ask Leo. We'll see. All right, have a good night.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Sure, thank you.
Bye bye.
Fine.